Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lies and Message, on the broadcast titled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. If you are calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, I get that to you as well. For those of you who don't like giving your prayer requests or your questions over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. Without further ado, for those of you that don't mind, I ask that you join in with me in prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this day to come together in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we have this opportunity once again to go into the Word of God today. And Father, I pray that you will word my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. I pray for everyone that is listening to the broadcast seeking truth that they shall find. So Father, let your Spirit do a work on this broadcast today. Let your Spirit touch and reveal. Let your Spirit open eyes and open ears this day in Jesus' name. And Father, we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, today we are on part two of the series, The Midnight Cry, The Holy Spirit Indwelling, Direction Part Two. And for those of you that listen to part one, you know we're dealing with the work of the Holy Ghost within. We have been talking about the Holy Ghost having a dual working within and upon the believer. Amen. We've been dealing with the within part. We looked at how that the Holy Ghost is to be in us, to dwell in us as Christians, to help us to bear the fruits of the Spirit of God. But also we're looking at this series where the Holy Ghost is within us to direct us for direction. As I told you guys before, the Word of God tells us that we receive the Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our spirits, okay? The Holy Spirit didn't enter into your heart just to take up space, okay? Hear me, Christian, that is listening. And if you're not a Christian that's listening, hey, if you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, the Holy Ghost will enter into you as well. But I'm here to tell you that the Holy Ghost, once again, did not enter into the person that accept Christ as Lord just to occupy space. The Spirit of the living God is there for a reason. We've been looking at these reasons. One of the reasons we looked at in the other series is how he's within us for what? To bear fruit, to help us bear fruit. The fruits of the Spirit, the character of God, okay? Amen. And so we are on this part of the series dealing with the direction. The Spirit of the living God also is within us to direct us. See, we're talking about the pattern of the Lord. Y'all hear me at times talk about, been talking on the series on the faith, the series on repentance. I'm talking to you here about the Holy Spirit. This is the pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ that he established for his people to go by. When we talk to you about the restitution, restoration of all things, it involves this, that the church has to be restored or brought back to the pattern that Christ originally. So we're talking on part two tonight about direction. And in part one, we start looking at, as we open with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and we looked at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, that we come to understand that God said our spirit is his candle. In other words, that he is going to lead us by the Holy Spirit through our spirit. Amen. He didn't say the soul of man is the candle of the Lord. He didn't say the body of man is the candle of the Lord. If you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, You would notice that Paul lists spirit, soul, and body. That is the fullness of man. Man is a tripart being, not tripart beings, a tripart being, okay? Spirit, soul, and body. What you can say to help you keep this in memory, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in the body. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in the body. I am a spirit because I was made in the image of God. God is a spirit according to John chapter 4, verse 24. So therefore, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in the body. And so we're looking at how that the Holy Spirit enter into our spirit, and one of his functions is to direct us. In other words, God did not leave you to yourself to direct your own self. Okay? Hallelujah. You know, that should make somebody as a Christian just shout to know that all that is not on you. Okay? You need direction, you can come to him. And so we saw in Proverbs 20 that the Lord said, our spirit is his candle. Okay? Amen. He's going to, listen, the Lord desires to lead his people by his spirit through their spirit. And so now we're going to go to Luke chapter 8. We're going to take up from the last thing we looked at from the Bible, Luke chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 16. And we're going to look at what Luke recorded that Jesus himself said, because we come to understand that most in our Bibles, when it's in the red, it is saying that Jesus directly said this. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 16, Jesus said, no man, when he has lighted a candle, covered with a vessel or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. Now, remember, the Lord used Solomon to tell us that our spirit is the Lord's candle, okay? Our spirit is to carry the fire of the Holy Ghost, the spirit of the living God. And this is how God is going to lead us by his spirit through our spirit, okay? Now, Jesus said here in Luke chapter 8 that no man who have lighted a candle, because remember we discussed and look at that, if your house is dark and you have candles, and let's say you next to the drawer, you open the drawer, you can feel the counter, and you pull it out the drawer. Just because you pull the counter out of the drawer, the room is not going to automatically light up. The candle is really the wax from where the fire is supposed to burn off of to what? To bring light to the house. Okay? So the candle itself is not going to light your house. You got to light it. Okay? Amen. And so we come to understand that our spirit is the Lord's candle. And so here, notice that Jesus said that no man that lighteth a candle, he don't cover it with a vessel. He don't put it under his bed, but he set on a candlestick. Why, Jesus? That they which enter in may see the light. Not see the candle, okay? See, it's not all about seeing the candle. It's about seeing the light, because the light is the one thing that reveals. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Your spirit representing the candle, the light, the fire and power of the Holy Ghost, and Jesus is the light. The purpose is that people to see him, okay? So in other words, remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, Paul mentions spirit, soul, and body. So in other words, to this verse here, if out of those three that Paul mentions, if we would let our spirit take the lead, why? Because it got the Holy Ghost in it. Okay, if we let the spirit take the lead, the man will see the light. Who is the light? Christ. Remember, Matthew chapter 5, it said what? Let your light shine before men that they may see what? Your good works and glorify who? Your Father, which is in heaven. Not glorify you. Not glorify me, but glorify the Father. It is our spirit that the Lord wants to use in the forefront, that man may see the light. If we let our spirit man, not our flesh, because see, when we start pleasing the flesh and let the flesh lead, man is not going to see Christ. They're not going to see the light. You understand what I'm saying? If anything, they'll see is the devil. Because whenever we let our flesh lead, it operates in the sin nature. And the devil is the king of the sin nature, okay? But if we let our spirit lead, then man will see Christ, they will see his character. You understand what I'm saying? So it is it's our spirit that God, out of the three that he mentioned, spirit, soul, and body, that God wants us to let take the lead. You understand what I'm saying? Not your flesh, not your soul, your spirit. Because remember, in John chapter 3, it was your spirit that was born again. Not your soul, not your body. It is your spirit that the Holy Ghost came in. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Lord wants our spirit with the Holy Spirit. Now, don't get that. Don't miss that point. Because they all just by boosting up man's spirit. But the Lord wants man's spirit with the Holy Spirit in it to take the lead. Okay? You understand that? Hallelujah. But the Lord overall is going to lead us and going to direct us by his spirit through our spirit. So this is the reason why we have to learn to take time with God. We got to learn how to spend time with him. Men, that's how you got to know your wives. You have to spend time with them. Wives, that's how you got to know your husband. You have to spend time with them. You couldn't, quote, get married and just go all and just live on the other side of the world and talk about we're husband and wife. You might have did a ceremony, but y'all in danger of not really knowing each other. You understand that? And this is what some Christians don't get. When the Lord tells us about study, he tells us about having a prayer life and getting to know him. Amen. This is why he's saying that, okay? God wants us to get to know him, people. He do. The Lord, it's in the heart of God that his people will get to know him. But he wants you to do this under free choosing. And too many of us have made excuses on why we don't study the word, why we don't pray, why we don't spend no meditation time with God. We make up too many excuses. And so when these problems and stuff come up by us not knowing him, that's why we quick to run to man. We'll run to anybody who we think got an answer. Yeah, besides Jesus, okay? That's what we'll do. Amen. Because we haven't gotten to know him. Sad to say, because we haven't gotten to know him. Amen. Now, as I said before, the Lord, out of the three, spirit, soul, and body, want us as Christians to let our spirit take the lead with the Holy Spirit, because man will see the light. Remember, because our spirit is the candle, and the fire is the light and fire of the Holy Ghost, and the light also is Christ. When we let our spirit take the lead, they're going to see what? Christ. You get that? Let's look at another scripture on that. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 4. Verse 4 is going to be our key verse. Okay? Now look what he said to the Christian women here, which also go to the Christian men, but in a sense, Peter was directing a certain situation, but listen to what he said. Now, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 said, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband. Now that's the key. That if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or the conduct of their wives, or how their wives behave. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that our adorning of plaiting of the hair, and of the wearing of gold, and of putting on the apparel. Now, some women get offended at this, but you need to get offended at Jesus, okay? They're so stuck on fixing their outer self, quote, really beautifying themselves, putting on lipstick that just, wow, just stick out, tight this, loose that, or so loose is showing this, you know. Jesus said, no, don't be so focused on the outward. He said, what? Verse 4, But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, in verse 4, the hidden man of the heart is your spirit. So what Peter says, that let that be seen, not more of the outward. He said, you're spending too much time on the outward, trying to let that be seen. He said, let what? He said, let the hidden man of the heart or your spirit be the one that is being seen. He said, which is not corruptible. Why is that? Because it was your spirit that was born again. Okay? Your spirit was the one born again, people. Chapter 3, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Not his soul, not his body, is his spirit. Your spirit. That which was born of the Holy Spirit is your spirit. So he said, let your spirit. See, that's where you let we let our spirit take the lead. Okay? He said, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, a great price. Now, notice he said a meek and quiet spirit. Well, if you go to Galatians chapter 5, meekness is one of the fruits of the what? Of the spirit of God, that reveals the character of the Lord, okay? So when we let our spirit take the lead, hallelujah, when we let the Holy Ghost direct us through our spirit, hallelujah, then guess what? It's going to reflect the character of Christ. Okay? See, we need the Holy Ghost direction, people. We need it. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost direction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go back to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Let's go back over here. John chapter 16. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to look at verse 13. John chapter 16, looking at verse 13. Now, remember, see, this is in the pattern that God laid down for his people. In this pattern, his people is to be led by his spirit. Okay? We were not born again to just be left out and just, quote, do whatever we want to do and lead our own life. If that was to be the case, once again, it would be in vain or had been in vain for the Lord Jesus to cause us to be born again. You get what I'm saying? I come to understand, and I hope that many of you do as well, that the Lord never does anything in vain. We are more subject to do stuff in vain, stuff that is useless, stuff that don't make no sense, than God, okay? So he doesn't do stuff in vain. Now look what he said in John chapter 16, verse 13. He said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, now let's stop there for a minute. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth, okay? You never have to worry about the Holy Ghost lying to you. You never have to worry about the Holy Ghost leading you into a lie. Okay? You know, when people say, well, you know, the Lord told me to tell that, and what they told was a flat-out lie, I said, what Lord are you talking about? Not the true and living God, because that's not in his character. His spirit is known as the spirit of truth. Now, we know that in John chapter 17, Jesus told us, he said, the word is truth. So he's the spirit of truth, or spirit of the word. That's another thing we've got to understand. The Spirit of God is not going to lead you to do something that contradicts the written word. Okay? If you're saying the Spirit of God have you doing something that was adulterous, then that was not the Spirit of God, because it would never contradict the written word. That's why when you talk about, well, the Spirit didn't move on me to do anything, I said, well, what does the word say? You still got the word. Okay? Amen. We still got the word. What we think the word is here? The word is, you said the Spirit of God don't tell you that. You still have the word. What does the word say? You got God's word. His word and his spirit are one. Okay? So he's going to guide you into something that the word of God can back up. You get that? So he said, how being when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he's going to do something. What is he going to do, Jesus? He will guide you into some truth. No, he said all truth. He's not going to guide you in some truth and then guide you to the rest of it as a lie, okay? The Spirit of the living God is all about truth, people. It's all about truth. Amen. So we got to understand this. And when we want direction from the Lord, we got to remember whatever he direct you in is going to be into truth. And some things that is truth that we find out may be a tough pill to swallow. Because he will guide you in many times that you done did some things where you have to come out and tell the person who you did it to the truth. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You know, you stole the money from them. They didn't know it. It caused them some problems, and the Spirit of the Lord is dealing with you now and telling you, said, listen, you need to go tell them the truth. You need to go tell them that you took the money. Some of you go, wait a minute. You know, now you regret you even asked God what to do. that's the truth. Because remember, he's the Spirit of truth. Okay? And he guides us into truth. So you come to listen, you need to go tell him that you took that thing. Oh, man. You know, now you feel like, oh, man, I shouldn't even ask God. Well, but he's Spirit of truth. Now, he said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you to all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. For whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So the Holy Ghost is not there to glorify himself. He's going to glorify the Father and the Son. But he will show you things to come. Things to come is future things. Okay? So the Holy Ghost will give you revelation. Even concerning a direction you are asking for in your life. Okay? Give you an example. I shared this with you guys before on one broadcast for those of you that were listening. When I was working at Fleetwood almost 4 years, from 96 to 2000, and during one period of time, it just seemed like, you know, and some of y'all may understand when I say this, have you ever been on a job and you can sense that your time has come to a close? Now, I'm talking about really, really people. I ain't talking about someone that's disgruntled and talking about, oh, I got to go. I ain't talking about this disgruntled. I'm talking about you actually know in your spirit that your time is coming to a close. Well, it got like that with me at Fleetwood. So what I did is I asked the Lord for direction. And I went into fasting. And I fasted for 2 days, that Saturday and that Sunday. I went 9 hours, I think, Saturday, and 8 hours that Sunday. And that Sunday night, the Lord showed me the dream through his spirit. Okay, show me a dream. He told me in the dream where I'm at today, which is Hunter Engineering, he told me straight out, Hunter Engineering. Of course, he told me something else in the dream in connection to it, but he told me straight out. Okay? See, he showed me something that was to come. Okay? That in a particular time, I was going to step into that job. And he has also showed me that in a sense again, people. Okay? But anyhow, that's another story. But what I'm saying is when it comes to you needing direction, the Holy Ghost is in you to do that. See, many times, and don't get me wrong, God can use people to help you, but many times we have become so dependent on people that we overlook the Holy Ghost is in us. We won't even pray. And then not only will we not pray, we won't even stay long enough on our knees after we had prayed and asked the Lord for direction to hear something. You know, we get down there, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you for blessing God, bless you all, like, Lord, hallelujah, amen. We get up, and we done, okay? And then we're telling people, I ain't heard nothing from the Lord. Well, guess what? This is what God shared with me some years ago. There's many times that God wants to tell us something right then. But see, what we do after we pray, we jump up so fast and we go away. And I had to learn, and I have to get back to that because I got to admit I've gotten off that. I had to learn that after I pray, I had to learn how to sit there and wait. Now, is your flesh going to like that? No way, okay? Your flesh be like itching, like, come on, get up off this load. Give him 30 more seconds, and if he don't answer, get on up. Now, you know, I had to learn how to, you know, stay down there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, now, I want to read a verse to you from another one of God's book called The Word of the Lord, and it is the 103rd message. Amen. Hallelujah. The 103rd message, and this is what the Lord says here in his word. He sent this message out. March 25th, 1987. Thank you, Jesus. And this is what he said in one of the verses here. He said, be you in the circle of the Lord, telling the truth of my coming, and such you do well. The Lord's Spirit, now here it is, will guide and rule if you are humble. Now that's the key. Even all that hear and obey the word of the Lord. Now, we're told here that the Spirit of the Lord will guide. Will guide, just like we read here in John 16, will guide and rule if, now they'll say if there, you are humble. So the opposite of humility is pride, right? So we thinking that we know best and know it all, stuff like that, then guess what? Spirit of the Lord can't guide you. Can't guide me, can't guide anyone else. When you think you get know it all and got it figured out, then he tells us that the Spirit of the Lord can't guide us, okay? Amen. Now, in my walk, have I ever missed it with God? I sure have many times. Why? Because I wasn't humble to where I could have been led by the Spirit of God through my spirit. Thought I knew it all. Thought I had it going on. Thought I got, you know. Amen. You know, I shared with you guys about back in 94, I had been saved about 4 years. I had bought, well, officially, I had bought, well, no, I can't say, well, I had bought me a car. And what I did, and it wasn't brand new, it was a used car, but it was the latest model car I ever bought. And it was a 1994, I think. 94, 91 Mitsubishi Impulse. But anyhow, here's the thing. This minister, God had gave him this plan of saving. It's called the 10-70-20 plan. And I, at that time, it was about a year or so before I got married, and I was, it was before I moved to a place myself with a roommate, but I was still with my mother. And I followed that 10-70-20 plan rule. You know, I gave my mother something for being there in the house, but I followed that 10-70-20 plan rule, and it was a blessing. And I looked in the envelope one day, and I said, ooh, man, I got enough money to put down on the car. So now I'm all happy, happy like a child in a Toys R Us factory, ready to just jump out, and that's what I did. Did I jump out with the Holy Ghost? No, okay. Because in my mind, ooh, I got enough money to say put down on the car. And I went and did, not being led by the Spirit of God, went to a, you know, not just any kind of car lot, it was the kind of, you know, big name car lot in the capital city, and went there, and I was a target, as they would say, fresh meat target, for a salesman who I believe I found out later on that time, I don't think he was getting too many sales, because when he sold the car to me, they was clapping like he won the World Series. I should have known, even though I was thinking at that time, something ain't right. Why is they clapping for this man this hard? Okay. But I found out later because he sold me a lemon. He did. The car had a great air condition. And for so long it ran, but he sold me a lemon. So what happened? I got into trouble. I had to let them come and get the car back. Even got my check garnished. Amen. I did not let the Spirit lead me and lead me with wisdom. Amen. Now, he says in the word of the Lord that the Lord's Spirit will guide and rule if we are humble. Now, remember, we just look in the Bible, John chapter 16, verse 13, when he said that his Spirit will guide. Now, the original Greek word for that word guide there in John 16, 13 means to show the way. He will show us the way. You get that? Into all truth. Jesus will show you, listen, his spirit will show us the way into any situation, direction in any situation we need. He will show us the way. We just got to take the time. Lord, help us, Jesus. We just got to take the time to get to know the leading of the spirit. We got to take the time, quit praying and jumping up and running off so fast. We got to learn that after we pray, sit there. Because many times, I'm not saying all the time, because sometimes our answer is reserved for a little bit later. But many times, the Lord desires to tell you right then through his spirit. But we're so quick to jump up, run off, and run away, we miss the point. Amen? So that original Greek word there for the word guide means to show the way. Literally, also, is meaning figuratively to teach. Show us the way. You're going to show the way even in teaching us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to read another verse out of one of the Lord's other books called The Record of the Nephite. And it is a record of the people over here in this continent called the Nephite. And how Jesus dealt with them over here. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read a verse to you from out of one of the books in the Nephi record called, amen, the Book of Mosiah. And this is what he said. He said, and now I say to you, my brethren, that after ye have known and have been taught all these things, and ye should transgress. If ye should transgress, now here, understand this, it's dealing with us, Christian. If ye should transgress and go contrary to that which have been spoken, because the Nephites is known as the people of God, okay? So he said, after you have been taught all these things, things of the Lord, if you should transgress and go contrary to that which have been spoken, that ye do withdraw yourself from the Spirit of the Lord, that it may have no place in you to guide you in wisdom path, that ye may be blessed, prosperous, and preserved. Okay? So when we go away and transgress concerning the word of God and go away from it, people, that's another thing that will hinder us from being guided by the Spirit of God. See, sometimes we're asking God something that we want to do something else, which is even sinful, okay? Transgressing the covenant of God, and we asking the Lord for direction, but we really don't want that. We want to go that other route. And the Spirit of the Lord cannot guide us. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. This is why we study the Word of God also. We got to know what the Word say is sin and what the Word say God accepts. Okay? And you can get off that talk about what I don't know won't hurt me. You can drop that line because that don't even work. Hallelujah. And see, Jesus is going to advise us. He's going to guide and show us the way also through advising us. Listen, the Holy Ghost lead and guide us, especially through advising us also, but he's not going to make you do what's need to be done. Amen. So you, if you call yourself trying to pray that prayer, you can cancel. Don't be praying, Lord, make me do, stop it. Stop it. Just get the scissors and cut those words that went out your mouth in the air. Just cut it up. God's not going to make you. He will lead and guide you as you submit. But he ain't going to make any of us. No, because he said, you know what? He said, my child, you got to freely exercise your will to do for me. That's what the Lord says, people. Amen. We got to exercise our will to want to freely do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanks to Jesus. Now, let's go back to the Bible here. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 in the Bible. See, thank God for Jesus. Romans chapter 8. And I may have shared with you guys before. This is my week of vacation from work. I have enjoyed it. I really have. Thank God for it. You know, sometimes people don't understand that, you know, your body needs to rest. You know, I've heard this day and time, so many people is running, trying to do so many things. And when you tell them, hey, get rest, you would think you told them to jump off the roof head first because they look, oh, no, I can't. You know, and some of them actually get offended. When you say, man, you know, you really need to rest. Man, I'm all right. I can do this and that. That's why you got people popping energy drinks left and right, okay? Amen. And talking like they so bad and so great. Oh, I'm all right. Now, because you're popping all those energy drinks in it. And what's going to happen if you don't watch it, because I know some of y'all may have seen on the news a few years ago how they were talking about people was ending up in the emergency room from drinking all these energy drinks. Some of that stuff messed with your heart. Have your heart racing. I know that when I would buy pre-workout supplements or post-workout supplements, especially more like the pre-workout supplements, you know, when you're working out and weight training, you can't buy all this stuff. Some of that stuff will mess with your heart, okay? Man, it will have your heart like a racehorse, okay? Which will could lead to what? Heart attack and stroke, okay? But anyhow, Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Now look what Paul tells us as he's telling the Christians at Rome. He said, for as many as are led by who? The Spirit of God. See, when we let the Spirit take our lead, our spirit man take the lead, it's overall being led. Our spirit is being led by the Holy Spirit. That's the general lead, okay? And he says here, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, I don't know about you guys, but in reading that, I can see where that scripture is doing a specific pointing. A specific point. Now you say, well, Brother Nate, what are you talking about? Because notice, it's like the scripture is telling you who really are the sons of God. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So everybody that's claiming to be a child of God is not a child of God, especially if they ain't willing and don't want to be led by the Spirit of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Everybody not... You got ministers getting in the pulpit talking about everybody on this earth, we all God's children. No, we ain't. No, we're not. That's, scripture don't even support you on that. What is you talking? No, everybody on this earth is not a child of God. Well, he created us all. Yes, he's the creator of us all. The scripture supports you on that. But talking about he's the father of us all, no, the word of God don't support you on that. He's the father of those that are born again. That's the father of everyone. Okay, so here the word is like specific. As many led by the Spirit of God. See, that's the, we see in his direction. The Holy Ghost give direction. Guide, lead. Guide, lead. Okay, that word led here, the original Greek word for that means to lead by implying to bring, drive, induce. Okay. Amen. That's what he's doing, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Induced. I want to look up that word induced in Webster, and I did. I want to read to you what the word induced means, because like I said, that word led in original Greek means to lead. By implicating, to bring, to drive, and figuratively, it means to induce, okay? And when you look up the word induce here, amen, a couple of definitions stick out. Number one, to move by persuasion or influence. To call forth or bring about influence or stimulation. So, as many as are moved or persuaded or influenced by the Holy Ghost, they are the sons of God. See, everybody's not moved or persuaded or influenced by the Spirit of God. They may be influenced by the spirit of the devil. They may be influenced by their flesh, but not the Spirit of God. So therefore, once again, if you really read that scripture does more of pointing specific. It's telling you who are the sons of God. Amen? And if you are the type that you don't want to spend time to get to know the Spirit of God, that he may lead you through your spirit, then here's the question. Are you a son? Okay. Now you might, yeah, I did. I went through, wait a minute. But he's letting you know who really are sons of God, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, not led by their own thinking, not led by their own agenda, not led by their own design, not led by men, but led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of the true and living God. That's what the word says. Amen? Well, if you get offended, Brother Nate still love it, okay? I just got to give you the word here, people, because, listen, I got a commission from the Lord Jesus Christ to give this word. That's the commission he gave me, and that's what I'm going to do, okay? So, of course, that there will be some that, oh, man, we don't want to, man, why you got to talk about that? We don't, well, you don't want to hear it. That's, you can always click me off, okay? I mean, amen, you know. But I got to give this word because there is someone out there who wants to hear. You know, like I said, I shout out to those of you listening right now in the United States of this broadcast. Those of you listening in Ireland, Canada, welcome. Welcome, Spain, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Japan, welcome. And every country that's listening to this broadcast I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast, okay? So, hey, it's important to understand that the Lord set the pattern. And this is what the church got to be brought back to, is this pattern of being led by the Spirit of God. You look in the churches, being led by the Spirit of God ain't no thing. I mean, what I mean by that is that, you know, our programs have taken over the churches. Our ceremonies, anything we want to say, is not being led by the Spirit of God. It's about the program we set. Now we have become entertainment, okay? The churches have gotten into the entertainment. It's not by the Spirit of God. It's about what the people want. So if we can play some Shake Your Behind music, hey, that'll get the crowd wooing and wooing and all that stuff, that's what we'll do. It ain't about the Spirit of God anymore. Why? Because we have let many sinners tell us that's boring. Being led by Spirit. Well, listen, what do you expect for them to say? They don't know the Lord. They're not born again. They don't know the Spirit of God. So, of course, you'll find many that will say, well, that's boring. You know, church is boring. That's what they're going to say, okay? But in the church, we took it to heart. So now we all about what's going to get them all excited. Because we talking about, man, we get them excited, we can keep them coming to service. Listen, Jesus made it quite clear in the scripture, especially in the Bible. He said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Playing the shake your booty music and getting into the entertainment for the world is not lifting up Christ. You said, well, when we did those things, they came. Yeah, they came. They didn't come by Christ's way. So guess what? You're going to have to keep that stuff up to keep them. Okay? Amen. Well, you might well get ready because you're going to have to keep that kind of stuff going to keep them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us. This day, people, is the day that the Lord has made. And it is the day that he created. And I am grateful to the Lord for this day. I am grateful to the Lord that his spirit is within me and that I can go to him at any time or any hour and ask for help. I can ask him to be about being led. And like I said, through the years, I started to learn more, thank God. Earlier in my in the ministry, earlier in my walk with the Lord, you know, and to be honest with you, I would, sometimes you can hear things, people, but putting it into practice would bring the best results. And even though I had heard many times to be led by the Spirit of God, to be led by the Spirit of God, I did not really, really put it into practice like I needed to. Therefore, I was off in other areas that I had no business being in, getting into stuff I had no business being in. And just like I shared with you guys about the car situation, I was like, man, I said, you know, once I got that, you know, and think about it, once I signed that contract and got the car, the day I was going to lead off the lot with it, and it was about to get dark, when I went to cut the lights on, something went right. One light was only shining, okay? So, and the man said, oh, don't worry about it, we'll fix it. Just bring it back to us, I think he said, the next day. Do you know that car lot that I bought that car from never fixed that light? Do you know that when I went back to them, they sent me to another car lot? They told me they didn't have, that was a special kind of light, and they didn't have it or something like that. Sent me to another car lot. I went to the other car lot, and you know, I spent a couple times. One time I was there for almost 8 or 9 hours waiting on a light. And the next time, about 8 hours, 7 or 8 hours, I was there so long one time, they forgot me. And I said, oh, my goodness, what is this? And then when they come to me, well, that's a special light. This is what the people the other car lot told me. This special light, you know, you need, and we don't have that kind here, blah, blah, blah. And I ain't going to tell y'all no story. I was frustrated, and I was on fire. Mad. Okay? And come to find out, that light was nothing but a regular light you could get from a parts store. Okay? But the car broke down on me the day that the ambulance was taking my wife to give birth to my second child. And I'm following the ambulance, and the car broke down on the interstate. And God was merciful. He had someone come through there at a certain time of the morning. This thing broke down. It's like 6 or 7 in the morning. I'm in another city about 45 minutes from here. And this guy that I knew, but I didn't know. I knew him by face. I knew him by name. Happened to come through there. I told my problem, man, he took me all the way to the hospital in the capital city. Didn't charge me nothing. My car still sitting on the side. It broke down on the interstate and it rolled into the exit. Okay. At least thank God for that. I ended up having to get it pulled. But that car broke down on me. I had a problem and I eventually had to let them come and get that car. I say that to say this. I did not seek true leading and guidance of the Holy Ghost. I was so excited that doing that 10-70-20 plan, 10% tithe, 70% expenses or whatever, 20% miscellaneous, sometimes you may call that rainy day money, whatever, you set back. And I was so excited at that, and my eyes grew so big that I really didn't sit and take the time to listen to the Spirit of God lead. Listen, please hear my words. The Spirit of the Lord wants to lead you, Christian, that's listening. Whoever you are that's listening, you've been running ahead in this stuff, and you've been getting in trouble. And you have even become angry at God. You say, God, why don't you do nothing? Why won't you do something? Why won't you do this and that? But the Lord wants you to know that you're not sitting long enough to wait on his direction. He said you're asking him, but you're just getting up and you're running off. And see, this is why you're getting into all this trouble. It's like trouble after trouble after trouble. And now you're getting frustrated and mad at God. But see, God wants you to know you're not taking the time to wait on my direction. And see, sometimes, people, we make things a little bit more urgent than they are. Now, I'm not saying have a nonchalant attitude, but I'm saying that we make things a little bit more urgent And that's another reason why we don't sit and wait on his direction, because, oh, I got to do it now. I got to do it now. And you take off running without his direction, and you get in trouble. Amen. So the Lord wants to lead and guide you, Christian. Some of you guys need a very, and I'm going to try to see how I can describe this. All of God's word is important, but you need a very strong sense of direction in a particular area. And this thing requires that you have to be, the moves you make has got to be, you got to be very careful. And the Lord knows this. And he wants to give you that direction by his spirit. But you got to be willing to sit and wait in here. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to do that. Amen. Glory be to God. So, I thank God for the blessed word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day you made and created. And Father, we thank you for blessing us on this day, Lord God. And Father, I ask, Lord God, that everyone who listened to this broadcast was blessed, and I pray that you keep them, those that have sought truth, that they have found it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you, we magnify you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for all of you that's been listening to this broadcast. The Lord say the same. I'll be back with another tomorrow. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.